Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
Rodney Perry, you're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are, in fact, here at the spot. We do this every day. I bring my friends on, and they wax all poetic on all these subjects that I throw at them, and it's always some fun. Let's see who's already chimed in. Granny Wilders is in the building. Andromeda, I see you. Trina Pinkert. How are you? Good morning, Drama, he says. Uncle Rodney and everyone. Is this texting me? My wife, Lab Love, has changed the password. Oh, absolutely. My wife has changed the password on the house. So that's the one reason I got issues with my Wi-Fi. I don't even have a password. She said she was going to send it to me, but I ain't seen it. So there you go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host for the day, here to rock with me. I like these people, man. These are people that make me smile. First of all, I didn't know whether to make it one giant name or three little names. Welcome to the show, comedian Sweet Baby Keita. What's up, Keita?
Hey, one giant name or three, make it three little names.
You know what? Mm-hmm. My daughter loves you.
And I love her.
You go back in that building on some one time.
You see me at work. You see me outside. I'm sitting out here. I dismissed myself from work so that I could do your show.
Keita said, I gotta take my early lunch now. If I'm gonna come on your show, I say, come on, Keita. Can't do it without you. Hey, from home today. Another favorite of the show. Got a little glass on, extra four-eyed. Welcome to the show. What's up, one-eyed drama?
Nothing much.
Oh, shit.
You didn't keep dropping.
I did kick your ass immediately out. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
You look like refreshed today.
I am. I slept yesterday.
I can tell. That'd be dragging. Like, look at the eye. Come on, bigger. Last plug in some tech support yesterday. Came through. Was having some issues. Got me even some test, though. And get this. Meet an extraordinary. One-third of the week stuff like this podcast, among other things, he's just a fabulous talent, my talent, the world knows. Comedian, Lab Love.
What's going on, Mr. Perry?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I got a shipment coming in. I got a gift for you this morning.
What you got?
It came from the White House. Let me pick it up for you. I got this for you this morning from the White House, Rodney.
What is that? Cocaine?
You know, they say they found the white powdery substance in the West Wing that tested positive to be cocaine.
Get out of here. That did it belong? It belonged to what's his name? Hunter Biden?
I don't know who it belonged to.
No, it belonged to a white woman. A white woman.
Did it?
But either way, this is clearly authorized by the federal government.
How you get your hands on?
You know, I was in the military. I had a top secret clearance. You better stop playing.
Right. It was his cocaine.
Wow. You need more than the top secret clearance. All right, man. My name is Ray Perry. My people are here. Is motherfucking. I'm already jerky, and then connection combined with your outdoor connection. You might need to get off Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the audio sound like a waterfall in the background.
All Keita got to do is just when she not talking, mute herself, and then when she
okay, will do. Okay, will do.
Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect.
See, that's all she got to do. Yep.
And the phone sideways too, if you want. All right. A lot of stuff to get today. Monogamy, does it work? I mean, I'm a card carrying practicing member of the monogamy club, but would I be better off in something else? Some other type of relationship, like it seems like to me, as we start to unpack our relationships, that something other than monogamy might work better for people. What do you think, Drama?
First, I think you should do what works best for you. That's first and foremost. And I feel like I'm torn because
we're not a people that like to share them, all right?
It depends for me. Only because where I am right now, I want to be able to move around if I want to move around. So if I'm not happy and you want to still be with me, then I want to be able to do what I want to do.
But who's to say you'd be happy with another person if you're not happy?
Because it might be something that you're lacking that you just can't possibly give me. It's not in your, if I want $1 million and you ain't a millionaire, but you're a great person.
I mean, what else could a person give you? I mean, love, when you hear people talk about this whole polygamy thing, it's always another girl, another guy, something that would ever be an option for you?
Hell no. First of all, I agree with Drummond. I think it is what worked for you without a doubt. Is what worked for you, because I know a married couple that got an open marriage, and they probably one of the happiest couples I've ever seen in my freaking life.
Really?
Yeah, so that's that piece of it. But I think the reason why so many people want this whole fantasy of having multiple people or whatever, I think we in a phase now in society where too many people are looking for their happiness outside of they self. That's why they're looking for multiple people, is because they're trying to find a whole bunch of people to complete the happiness circle for themselves. That's why social media is so big. That's why people love to get likes. That's why people constantly got their phone out, because they're looking for validation from other people. And that's in their relationships too.
Hey, great point, Lab. This is what I know about Black people. We ain't as freaky as we play like we are.
No.
You know, Black people ain't like that. But you brought up a point. Open marriage, is that thing that you would ever consider a sweet baby Keita? Like, that's open?
First of all, my life is open. I don't want to, my life is open. I'm not going to be, I guess, tied down to somebody in a situation when I'm a person that moves. Like, I'm always performing. I'm doing other stuff. Like, I don't have the quality time to pour into somebody who needs a full relationship. So I mean, when I need my socks rocked, but my block beat down. I get that. That's what I need. I don't.
So you're in effect in an open relationship now, the fact that you're not with anyone in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I hate when it get clingy. I hate when it turned from you know what it was. Like I you know you give me money and we spend time together. It's a collective. And so when you're acting like it's a whole relationship, I do not like it. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I don't.
Hey, you make a great point. It do get weird. Like I've had situations like that in my life. I remember giving this girl the game. Like, yo, all I want is physical. If it's cool with you, I'm just letting you know I'm honest with you, blah, blah. You put that good on Paw. And let me tell you something. I was like, I don't want nobody else to have this. I wish you would give it to somebody else. And she was like, no, but you said. And I had to honor my word. So why drama you want to jump in?
Well, no, I was gonna say if you marry me, no, sir. One and one is one. We ain't no twos and threes. If we married, oh no, sir. Ain't no this it. All full stop.
So sir, you're not into you wouldn't even consider a polygamous relationship.
No, marriage is very serious to me. Mm-mm. I don't play with that.
But Rodney, I am with you. Like it should be more relationship where a woman get to have more than one man. Like it always do be more a lot of women, and I don't want that. I don't. That's right. For them. But I mean, why is it more acceptable that women have more men, more than one man? Because she's always always drag women down. Like we always a hoe or slut or whatever. But men can have as many women as humanly possible, and y'all be patting them on the back like, yeah, he be getting them, but it's so different for us, and that's why it's a stigma of women don't want to be like that, like they want to fit into this box, but it ain't enough men out there. That's you gonna go sit down at the prison at 3 a.m. If you're gonna go to Wright Street and pick somebody up, you might get a man, but otherwise, it ain't no whole bunch of men out here for you to choose from. So why would you put yourself like, you know, like 10 times out of 10, you're going to be sharing this man with somebody. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you cut it, slice it, dice it.
10 times some out of kind 10, of way, Tita?
You'll be sharing your man.
No.
See, that's you're going to be 10. Sharing him. Not just physical, emotionally. Like your man will be texting someone with good. Why is you texting her good morning? Like, tell me good morning. I mean, I'm all you get to tell good morning. But you don't want that.
See, but that's not that. See, women love to quote that is more men. It's an equal number of men and women.
It's
equal. So it's not more men than women. And so then what you're talking about is quality men. But if you want multiple men, but you don't care about quality. If you got a dude you smashing and a dude that's paying your bills.
She don't care about quality. You don't care about quality.
I got friends that do care about the quality. They want a man, and it seems so hard for them because they'll be settled in with somebody, and then you'll get the little signs. They don't stay overnight, or that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know that they got somebody else after a while, or something else is going on. Men are always, you know, it makes no sense. You're married. You're supposed to be dedicating your life to somebody else. Why are you telling me that, you know, you're separated from your wife, you're about to get a divorce, just so you could be over here with me? I had a man go so far as to, he hid his wife's clothes under the bed. I just happened to be looking for something that fell on the floor. When I looked under the bed, all the clothes were on hangers still. And he laid them under the bed so that I wouldn't see them in the closet.
So you were at the house?
At the house all the time. I was at the house all the time because she lived in another state. And you were supposed to be coming here to establish a home for you and your family because his wife was pregnant. And that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all some real risk takers. Your wife is pregnant. Me and you've been kicking it all this, you know what I'm saying?
But don't even put that on men. Women do stuff like that too.
I'm just talking about who I date. I'm not saying I mean, I'm talking about a situation for me. I'm not putting it on a whole race of nobody. I'm not putting on a whole sex of nobody. I know what I do, but I'm more honest with mine. Like, I be honest and upfront, and people don't like that.
Oh, they, what did you say
they,
to them?
They want to be lied to.
Did you tell them to, like, dude, you know how to do this? What are you doing?
Listen here, I told it on him. I told it to him. I did every tale that I could do. But even recently, I had a guy invite me to a Super Bowl party. I get to the Super Bowl party, and, you know, you're greeting me, and, you know, I'm a comic. Oh, this, you know, da-da-da, da-da-da. And you introducing me to people, I also meet your wife. But the next day, you text me and said, is it something that you could ask me? And I was like, yeah, what's up? You know, because it was just a cool experience. Yeah, what's up? And he said, well, I'm very attracted to you. And I'm like, ain't you married? Like, I'm texting you back. I just met her last night at your house. Ain't you married? And then he was like, yeah, but I'm just really attracted to you, and I really like you. And if you need me to pay a bill at your house, and then the whole trajectory changed at that point. I'm like, you want to pay a bill? Well, hey. Did you say bill?
He was straight up with you.
What I'm telling you, but you wasn't straight up because you introduced me to your wife. You should have been straight up. Like, I shouldn't have to, like, now, you know what I'm saying? I could be feeling guilty, like, but that's your wife. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I always say that. That's your wife. I didn't marry her. You did. But what I'm saying is, why would you put me in this position? Yep, I will take your bill money. I absolutely will. But then you're talking about you're getting divorced and you're going to come after me hard. I said, no, you better not. You better not come after me hard. Why would I want your cheating ass to myself?
How about that?
No.
Hey, if you're a cheater, you're a cheater. Like, I don't think polygamy solves that. Like I think the prone to cheat is going to cheat on a polygamous relationship.
Right.
Wow, this is really interesting to me as we begin to unpack this. How about this, ladies? And I saw a video on Instagram yesterday, young lady. Like, man, she finds a guy, she like him. He's got the package, she like everything, but he can't perform. He can't, his erection is gone. Like, what's the percentage of guys on the street that can't show up to the show?
The percentage? I'm going to say a tight 30%. I'm going to say 30. I'm going to say one in my age group, because first of all, men just refuse to say that they have diabetes. That's the first thing. And because of medical issues, I feel like it's about 30% that, like, I ain't saying perform at all, but you don't even, you know, get the hardness of the erection, you know what I'm saying, to really satisfy a woman. I'm gonna put that with it too, because even if you get
when do you find that out? Like, are you in the relationship?
You find it out at the last minute, because when I was dating Mr. Charles, we were dating about 2 or 3 months, and he never touched me.
He was an older man from the jump, though.
Yes,
you had to
have he was exactly 10 years older than me, and I was 40. So he was 50. Like, he wasn't old.
He should have been a healthy guy.
Right. And you were coming over and doing stuff and paying bills and buying groceries, and he was doing everything except for sex. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it? Why aren't you, you know, trying? And that's why I was still calling him Mr. Charles, because you acted like a really good friend versus being a, you know what I'm saying, a boyfriend or somebody who's trying to hit on me. So when he finally established that he do want to kick it with me, and we tried to have sex, because I was just tired of it. I was like, what's going on? Like, I feel like it's something with me. And I told him, don't come over my house today, because I'm going to get me some. I'm just that honest. I was like, listen, you blocking what I got going on by just being over here every day, ain't nothing happening. So he decided that he was going to try. And that's when I found out that you ain't got it like you used to have.
Wow. A drama.
It wasn't fair to me.
The last thing you want is, like, when you hold out, you finally decide to go and give him some, and then maybe he can't perform. The woman I saw on the Instagram post was like, this happens to her more often than not. What's your thoughts?
So this was my ex-husband's issue and ultimately was the downfall of our...
You about to throw this man under the bus?
Yeah, so anyway, not my problem, that's his problem. It's solutions out there. It's too many things you can take, swallow, sip on, ingest, whatever you want to call it, that'll help you out from the gas station to the doctor. All kind of solutions for your problem.
You want to take no pills?
No. Okay, so he hid it for the longest. Like, it was after I had my son, and I was like, yo, bro, come up off that thing. I'm going to need that. Little Caesar's hot and ready. And he's stuttering around it. Oh, I'm sleepy.
Little Caesar's hot and ready.
Bro, bring that. Bring that over here. I'm going to need that up off you.
So he began kept, to have like, issues making... after y'all had a child. So he was fine before.
Well, I don't know. But it was like a year later or so. But it was just kept being issues. Like, I'm sleepy. I'm this. And then one night, it had been 8 months. And I said, bruh, hey, I'm looking out. Like, I need to be honest with you. These niggas starting to look good out here. You need to come on. Like, I ain't trying to be that girl. Like, I'm not that girl. So figure something out. Well, if you wasn't so big, because I just from scratch made a human, bro. You're not finna do that from scratch. And it's yours. So he attacked me, and it was like, it was my fault. You big, you don't look the same, you ain't doing your hair, you're always
saying with the baby. You wasn't inviting him no more.
Yes. So I was like, oh no, we're not doing that.
Let me ask a question. See, because this women say dudes lie. And you say we don't share our feelings. What if, just playing devil's advocate, what if that was the truth?
But it wasn't.
Why did it have to be, fuck you, that ain't true to him? What if it was the truth and he just was being honest with you?
Well, no, I didn't say fuck you. I said, nah, that's not true. Because...
So you denied his feeling. He said...
Well, no, let me tell you how I knew it wasn't.
You no more. You said that's not true.
Let me tell you how I knew it wasn't. Because any other day... Oh, you look so beautiful. I love seeing you with the baby. But when it was bedroom time, now you can't perform, so you projected it out on me. If it was a situation where he wasn't like doing, he wasn't.
When you say till death do us part, is that part of till death do us part?
No, absolutely not. I'm gonna need that. They say it's important for men. It's important for women too. I will not allow men to act like sex ain't just as important to us. It absolutely is. It's 2023. We want that dick too. So we ended up going to therapy because I was like, okay, well, if that's the issue, let's go. I got in the gym. I got a trainer, everything. Lost the weight. Still having the same issue. We ended up doing it after 8 months, but it was like another 5 before we did it again. And I was like, hey, man, we got to come up with a schedule.
Was he able to obtain the erection?
Couldn't keep it. So got it, but it wasn't all the way. It was still kind of loose. Like, it wasn't full. You know, so when we got to therapy,
off in the middle.
Yeah, we got there. He admitted, he said, I was embarrassed because I could not perform and I don't know why. Went to the doctor, cholesterol and blood pressure high. That's why you can't. But then, so they gave him the medication, Cialis. Now he's afraid to use it.
Cialis worked for him.
He wouldn't use it because it was a mental game for him. In therapy, the therapist was like,
he didn't want to. I mean, I can speak to this as a blood pressure patient. You know, I've dealt with this. And in your mind, you feel like a shell of yourself because that's kind of how you solve problems with your dick sometimes. Yeah. You know, she kind of tripping him, going to get his dick calm down. And it worked until it don't work. Right. And so, Cialis don't work for everybody. Viagra don't work for everybody. But they're like you said, there's so many different things that you can try, you know. And me and my wife have been through it, and we tried it. We found what works for us.
Well, you know how I found out it worked? You know how I found out it worked? Because he used it with a bitch at his job.
He had to take it for a spin around the block.
So let me tell you, and I was like, why would he was like, well, I, you know how embarrassing it is. They have to go in the bathroom or take a pill before you. But you did it for her, but she ain't know I took it. Why wouldn't you want the person that don't care that you got to take it? Take it for me. If you gotta hide it, that's who you shouldn't want to sleep with. You gotta sneak and take something. You ain't gotta sleep with me, baby. I'll wait on you. I'll pour the water while you go get it.
See, I think you I don't know if you realize it, but you dismissing his feelings in this whole thing. I don't think you realize that.
He hit his feelings though, Laugh.
Huh? He told her.
I'm not dismissing your feelings when you done cheated. You already dismissed mine. Matter of fact, you dismissed mine when I was saying to you, hey, is what's going on? Why aren't we? Then you went to, like, you dismissed that. The dismissal started with him.
I think it was happening both ways simultaneously. I'm not saying he did dismiss your feelings. I'm not dismissing his wrongs. What I'm saying is, I think you ignore him. When he expressed himself, I think you ignored it because you was like, man, you know, this.
He lied the whole thing because it wasn't that he wasn't attracted, he couldn't perform.
Well, no, that might have been true. She just said she didn't take it that way. When he comes back, when he telling her she's beautiful every day, that could be the truth. See what I'm saying? And he's it's not that he don't find you attractive, it's he's embarrassed about the fact that he can't perform. See what I'm saying? So because Nick, dudes don't always do that, because when we do express ourselves, a lot of times y'all dismiss how we feeling, or you marginalize it. You say, man, you looking at these other hoes. What just that has nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. So I think it's a combination of the two.
I feel like you went to an assumption though.
Great points, guys. Hey, let's a little shift. Is it necessary to disclose past relationships as you move into a new one? Drama.
To me, I can't answer
that. Because I'm a lady.
Wait a minute. Why not, Keita?
Bro, and I never. I'm sorry. My phone got hot. This goddamn iPhone want me to buy a new one. I just paid it off. And that's trying to act ugly.
It'll do that. Damn you, iPhone. Which phone it is, because that sun hit me, you know.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, I'm a Libra, and I call it not burning bridges. Like, I'm cool with all my exes. Like, we over. Like, I know I'll never sleep with you again, but we friends. Right. Like, I'm friends with everybody except for my baby daddies. Now, I do not fool with them. Now, one of them. Now I wish all the bad stuff in life happened to all three of them. All of them.
No, but should there be some type of just for safety's sake, maybe drama?
I feel like only if it'll affect our now. If it's just a past, or if this is somebody I'm gonna be around, one of your mom's friend's daughter, and I'm gonna be at family functions. I feel it's only right that you say, hey, before we get here, I used to date Miss Sarah Joe's daughter, and she's probably gonna be here XYZ. So when I make the introduction, you know what it is. Cool. But if I ain't gonna be around this person, I don't care. You don't need to tell me.
Why is she looking for a man that can't perform? Because her libido ain't the same. I'm good if he can't, or we can do other things. And I wonder how often that's the case, because every woman ain't really sexual like that.
That's what I went through.
Go ahead, Keita.
That's what I went through with Mr. Charles. We would do other things because that's how I got into toys. Like, I use my toys, and he'll be wanting to be with me to do it because that was now his thing, because he couldn't really perform like that. But the part for me is masturbation is usually a solo trip.
Right,
you don't need nobody else on that one. A fantastic voyage by yourself. And so, I mean, we would
y'all selfish. Stuff,
but I wanted to have sex. I wanted to have sex, sir. Sex. That's what I wanted.
Selfish.
I was in my 40s.
We okay with you being there while we break it out?
Oh, I let you be there. But what I'm saying is, this can't be the end all. Like, this ain't it. We need to be moving to something else. And I used to call it 2 minutes at the end of the bed, because the only way he could do it, I had to get on my back and slide to the end of the bed, because he had to stand on the floor and it will be exactly 2 minutes. I've timed it. I looked at my phone because it's just that uninteresting to me. I will look at my phone. Like, it's going to be over in a minute.
Pumps get in 2 minutes.
What?
How many pumps could he get in 2 minutes?
I don't know how many got, and they would all be on him. Like, I don't, like, I was not so uninvolved in this. I would try, but I wasn't feeling good. It wasn't good to me, and it was for him. I let him get his little rocks off, if that's what you want to do. And me and my friends, and that's what I'm saying, women talk to their friends about stuff like this. So me and my homegirl Melissa, and everybody know Melissa.
Dang, we didn't lost it. We ain't get to hear about Melissa.
Oh shit! Hold on. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, she out of there.
Go to the end of the bed. Oh no! Y'all didn't lose me. I'm sorry. It just was. I don't know. Can you hear me?
No, we lost you.
Yeah, no, we.
And we heard none of the Melissa's bed.
Oh. Okay. Listen.
Can't hear you.
Melissa,
oh, there we go.
Can you hear me? You can hear me. Okay. Melissa was my ride home from work. So this particular day, Mr. Charles kept calling me. He kept calling me. And I was like, what do you want? I said, you know, I have a meeting at the work. He was like, well, I just wanted, you know, to see when you would come home. I said, I'm on my way. I'm stopping to get something to eat. You want something? He said, no. So I went to get something to eat. We ate there. He called me again. I said, so what do you want? He said, you on your way? I said, yeah. I get home. Come, let's say you must go out to school to the end of the bed. I said, no, I'm not. It's 7 a.m. I'm about to go to sleep. So I get home, and there he was sitting in the house, buck naked, dick hard as a rock. I mean, as hard as Mount St. Everest. And I'm looking like, so wow.
He found something that works for him.
He did. He went to the doctor and got a shot. But the reason why it don't get hard because your diabetes. You didn't go get that check, but you'll go get a shot for this. So now you done had a shot. So then he was like, yeah, I'm ready. I told them people I need to keep my woman. I scooped to the end of the bed as always, and it's the same 2 minutes. I said, it's the same 2 minutes. He said, well, I've been hard for 45 minutes. It's your fault. I you said, well, next time you get
you
ready
took your
to
time.
Home.
He done told you to get home.
You wasted his dick minute. You wasted his dick minute. You wasted him.
Right.
He had daytime dick minute, and you out here at night. What is wrong with you?
He gave himself a shot and got the thing right. And your ass ain't nowhere around.
I feel like men discredit that women wanted as much as men, so y'all don't feel the sense of urgency we do when y'all say y'all want it more, and we try to figure out, we go buy lube, we do all this stuff to help, but when it's our turn, I think y'all feel like, oh, she'll be all right, and that's not the case for every. There's some women that'll be like, okay, I ain't her, and she ain't me, bring it, I want it, and we gonna figure it out, because it is very important, and I feel like men don't feel that way for us, that we do for them.
Wow, such an interesting time. This stuff people don't really talk about. Thank you for sharing y'all stories. Next question on the table: Keita, drama, laugh, love. Should a person disclose their previous relationships to the new person?
What do you mean disclose the relationships? What do you mean?
Like, is it your responsibility to tell the next person about previous exploits?
If I dated you, Uncle Rodney, and now I'm finna date Lav, and I know y'all know each other, yes, you should know that I dated your friend.
Yeah. Don't have your man or woman in no situation where they don't know everything.
Yeah.
Yes. But if I dated Lav and we just saw him walking down, me and you, Rodney, walking, and I just see him walking down the tree, I was like, oh, Lav, this Rodney. You don't need, that's it. It's just, he just walking down the street. I ain't talking to this. Ain't no need to tell you that. You ain't gonna see him again. We ain't running in the same circle. It's no point. Now, if I'm googly eyed.
But I mean, even on the walk up, I feel like your man need to know where he stand. You know, Like, remember Soul Food when a boy like, yeah, this old girl, Coke bottle. And they zoomed in on the mouth and he said, Coke bottle, I want to punch it myself.
I think
you don't want to be in a situation where, as a man, at a different, or as a woman, to be at a disadvantage and not know everything that's happening around.
Yeah, I think if you in the same room or something like that, I think then that information needs to be disclosed. You see that dude over there, cause that dude over there on the other side of the room, I used to date him, or that chick on the other side of the room, I used to date. I think that information needs to be disclosed at then. But just, you know, I dated this chick named Keisha 7 years ago. I don't necessarily think you got to have conversations about all of those
people. That's none of my business. I don't want to know.
That's none of my business. But if we're in the same room, or we at the comedy club, if we just at the club chilling, and then your ex, you don't have to be messing with her none. You know, she walk up and she say, hey, what's going on? You should, when she walk away, you should say, yeah, I used to date her or something like that. I think that needs to be disclosed. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if I agree with that. If they crazy or used to be crazy, like if this person slashed your ties when y'all was dating, please tell me y'all used to date, because this a fool. But if y'all dated and she just happened to come to the show and I'm standing there and you be like, oh, hey, Keisha, this my girl, such and such. This my girl, Andromeda, Keisha. Cool. And if she just walk away and she with a date, I don't care.
Right.
I don't need to know that. But if we working together, I need to know.
Like, because you make a great point, Drama. What about, does he or she have to intro you?
You better. Like, let me tell you something.
Intro her, doesn't it?
If you don't intro me to this girl you talking to, I'm going to intro myself and it's not going to be nice. Because why didn't you? Yes. So if you going to talk to this female and we're on a date, now if we're not talking at all.
Like, it's like I tell my wife, if I don't introduce you, I probably don't remember that person's name.
Oh well, no. Like if you having a full conversation though, but if it's just they come up and be like, hey Rodney, and you just like, oh hey, and y'all not having a conversation, I don't care. But if you're about to have a conversation with this person,
man, well, people are really personal with each other. Might seem like something, but it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yep. How do y'all deal with that?
Yeah, wait, because you cut out.
I did. I was saying, in our business, people are very personal, and they might say or do something and look weird, but it ain't nothing.
Yeah, because
how do y'all deal with that?
Because how many things, Andrew? I hear what you're saying, but this is where I disagree. Because like, how many times are we out? And when somebody walk up to you and they know in their head, they know you, y'all cool, y'all homies. And in your head, you're like, who the fuck is this? But you don't say that. You talk to them as if y'all went to elementary school together and you have this short little moment. Then they walk away and you like, who the fuck was that? Where do I know them from? You know what I'm saying?
I get it, and that's different. So my situation is, if I'm standing next to you, if I'm not by you, you ain't finna, don't call me over to introduce me to nobody, unless it's like an important person to you, of course. But if it's just a fan or a friend that walked up to you and I'm over across the room, I don't care about that. But if I am shoulder to shoulder and you're talking to this person and it's like I'm not standing next to you, that is a huge problem for me, and I'm going to interject myself immediately.
But if I don't know the person, I can't.
You don't have to. That's a great way to learn who they are. That's an opportunity, because I would.
Now I'm in no man's land. I'm like, so this is Andromeda, and this is
I wouldn't do it that way. See, I'm a pro at, because I forget everybody. So I'm a pro at this. Even if it was me and you, Lab, and somebody came up to me and we just comedians, I would be like, yo, this is Lab, and you introduce yourself. And then you're going to say, hey, I'm Lav. And they're going to be like, oh, my name's John. Bam, now I know who it is. I do that all the time. I will make somebody else introduce themselves.
They don't say that. Now I'm feeling.
I'm going to make them introduce themselves.
But my wife is good at that, too. She's like, so what's your name? Oh, Rodney, talk about your time. And she'll get me out of it.
You know, yeah, I'm good for that.
Guilty of that. How about this, guys? Should couples live together?
Are they like couple,
like when we decide we a thing, should we live together?
I don't want to live with nobody.
They always say, don't give the cow cow don't get milk. Some shit about milking the cow. People say stuff like that.
I think you can do.
I don't know. I think it could go. I think the pendulum can swing both ways. And I think, like, I lived a chick one time, and I always said I would never do that again. Live with somebody before I married them. So okay. I did that before. So I just don't. I don't think it's not necessary. I don't think it's necessary. I think you spend enough time together. I think you know whether or not you have that connection to get over them. We live together humps.
I mean, me and my wife lived together for a period of time. Here goes, and this is just Rodney Perry's thinking. I'm a fan of living with another human being because you get to see their idiosyncrasies up close, and it matters. But I'm inclined to lean toward live on this in terms of you still don't know everything. If you're not married, if you can leave. Then that changes the dynamics of the situation.
You cut out.
Shut
what you off, say?
Drama.
Oh, I don't want to live with anybody again. So I'm of the you can spend a week over here and then going on for a week. Like we can spend extended time, but I don't want to live with anybody. I like my space too much. But if I ever wanted to get married again, of course I would want to live with you. I want to live with you before we get married because I need to make sure I can. But as someone who at this point in my life does not desire marriage, I don't want to. I don't want somebody in my house when I get there.
I don't want to live with the man again unless we married 6 years. I have enjoyed my personal space. JP Justice, welcome to the show. JP says, hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I think living.
No,
go ahead,
Ryan. I think the more you get stuck in your ways, like my buddy, he promised he would never get married again. But that nigga, I was like, that woman, when a woman decides she want to marry you, your ass is good as married.
Because they birds of prey. Once they lock in, yeah, it's kind of, it is what it is.
JP says, I have a new love for drama, knowing she is 62 years old.
He thought I was in my 20s.
You know, drama don't play. Drama don't play. Hey, man, interesting topic today. You talk about monogamy and you know, is it the thing? Is it necessary to disclose all past relationships? We talk about that. The panel says, not really, unless you're in the same room. And I would kind of, should couples live together before marriage? Does cohabitation increase the likelihood of issues? I mean, I would say this, if you ain't married, all them years don't count.
No.
I believe that. So does the pre-marriage years even count, Lav Love?
I think they count. Like, I think one of the best ways to learn somebody, absence of living with them, is to take a road trip. Take a road trip. When you locked in the car for some hours, I think that's a great way to freaking learn somebody. So I think
my wife drove from Louisiana to California, and we almost broke up after that.
See? I think that's a great way to do it. And I don't think the time, because I know people and have seen people who have dated for years, get married, and then be divorced in 2 years. But y'all was together for like 15 years and then got married in 2 years. They were like, nah, I can't fuck with you like that.
Because
it's like you said, right?
In the 2 years and the 50 of the cohabitation.
Because I think it's like you said, the years before marriage don't count, because it's one thing to play like we committed to each other, but it's a whole nother ball game to put your name on that paperwork. And as long as your name ain't on that paperwork, You always can tap out anytime you want to.
Is it? What do you think, Lav? Is it the legalities of it all, Lav? What y'all think? Is it the fact that it's legal, or what changes?
I think it's the legal, and I say that as someone divorced, the reason I don't want to get married again, I don't want the hassle of having to get out. I want to be able to go when I am ready. So when people say it's just a piece of paper, you a piece of paper lie. It is not just a piece of paper. If it's just a piece of paper, you can tear it up and go on about your business. You can't tear that paper up and it's over.
I say this, marriage is finding the person that's willing to take care of your ass when you get sick.
When you need them pills, when you 75, 80 years old, so whoever will bring you your pills, that's the one.
Hey, P say he think it's a trap. The paperwork is a trap. I don't think it's a trap. Is it Lab?
No, I don't think the paperwork is a trap because you don't have to have no paperwork. You get a kid together, you still the commitment's still gonna be the same. So you don't necessarily need no paperwork to be trapped there.
And I'm telling you, it's something to be said for a motherfucker that can get into the hospital room and look after your ass and be your advocate. And that person matters, you know, for those of us that have had, you know, real life scares, man. Wow. I think cohabitation is important, but if I were really single, I don't think I would live with, you know, I have never lived by myself in my life. Had a roommate when I was in the Navy. I left that situation and moved in. My wife been together for 27 years. So, like drama sitting in her apartment by herself right now, I ain't never did that.
Did?
If my wife gone too long, I'd be like, where the fuck you at?
But at this point, Rod, you probably would go stir crazy if you like had to sit at the house by yourself for like a whole week with nobody there. You would be bouncing off the walls.
I probably would. It would probably have to be a learning curve. It would probably definitely be a learning curve. What's up, Faye? JP Justin, man, I have walked away from about four kids, but that paper made me come back. You didn't walk away from them kids. The way you love them kids, JP, ain't no way you get out of that thing. Open marriage, love. We talked about open marriage earlier. Your wife is seen to be like mine. That shit is not an option at all. Open marriage.
I don't think open marriage is like if I was the.
I don't want to manage another woman. I don't. I promise
you. I think again, that's why I say I think when people nowadays, I think the open marriage thing is big now is because people are looking for outside entities to make them happy. That's why they think they need three women. They think they need three dudes. It's because they somehow feel like these dudes, well, I got these dudes because they make me happy. And he does this and but they ain't happy themselves. And I think that's where the problem comes from. It's that they not happy themselves. They're trying to find it in other people. Yep. And they thinking having two wives is going to make me happier. Having two wives ain't going to make you happy. Having two husbands ain't going to make you happier. It's like you said earlier. It sounds fun in theory until you got three, four women fucking getting on your goddamn nerves. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're a woman, you got three husbands, everybody fucking getting on your nerves. Now you picking up socks from one nigga, drawers from another nigga, and another nigga that left dishes in the sink. All that shit sound fun in theory.
All right, last philosophical question.
You ain't letting me answer.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So for me, ain't no poly marriage. I don't believe that exists. That's not the way marriage for me was intended.
Whether it's more guys or more girls, no
pop. No, ain't no extras. It's one and one. That's it. Just me and you. But in a relationship, and I disagree with Lab. I think poly is a real thing, and I don't think it's tied to a lack of within self. There's some relationships where I know poly people, the man is not as sexually driven as the woman, so she is allowed to not form other relationships, but she's allowed to philander sheets with other men, but she can't be in a relationship. Like, so there are situations where
it was also doing it to the other woman. The two girls was having their little moment.
The two do not mix. They're just, this isn't a poly relationship. I'm just saying we're monogamy, but poly isn't always just about, sometimes it's about, well, I'm gonna get this person for this, and then you do everything else. You complete everything.
Poly is also about community, isn't it? Isn't it poly about us building as a community? Like, I got a friend, Michael, that's in a poly relationship. This man had 27 kids, and there's a strength in numbers, isn't it?
He just had another baby.
He got, I bet one of them.
Little ones. But is it strength in numbers if you can't take care of
them? My neighbor is related to them. My neighbor, his daughter, neighbor's brother's daughter is married to Michael.
Yeah, but I think, see, that sound good. See, I think that, again, that's one of them things that sound good talking about it. If you got 25 kids, you are a horrible father to some of them kids. Period.
You know what?
You are a horrible father. Yes, because Rodney, you cannot think about the time constraints with your kids.
So what's the, how many kids? I mean, I got 6 kids. Some people say I got too many kids.
And see what I'm saying?
11 kids. Is that too many? What's the number?
I don't think it's necessarily a specific number. I think when you cannot adequately give time, quality time, equally to each child, I think you're starting to get into a place to where, and when I say equally, I'm not talking about, for example, if you got 11 kids, there's a lot of times you ain't gonna be able to make some kids game, basketball games, some recitals and stuff like that. You're not gonna make some
games. No way though, Lav. I'm a father with 6. I miss things because I be working.
Then you do. But the thing about it is, and again, see what I'm saying? Listen to what you're saying. That's exactly my point. If you already working and you already missing time, hell, it's a parent that got 2 kids and got to work and missing time. So imagine exactly how much time you're missing with 25 kids. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's falling through the cracks.
It's virtually impossible with 25.
And that's my point. The more kids you have, the likelihood of those that, of some kids.
Enough love for all my children. Grandma, what's
but
your
you don't
love?
Have enough time for all your kids.
Is one of your kids going to suffer if you have lots of children?
They are. Somebody's going to suffer.
I think you can have one child and a child suffer because, like Lance said, if you don't have the time, I'll use comedy as an example. Comedians working that work a lot, sometimes Thursday they leave and they don't come back until Monday sometime. So that leaves Tuesday and Wednesday really as your full days. So your child could think you a terrible parent because you only home Monday night and Tuesday, Wednesday, and you gone again on Thursday. So your child may, and you may be fully, if you're not fully using Tuesday and Wednesday to dedicate to your child, your
you
child may
go spend time with the mama. You still got to, everything hard.
So you can still be a terrible parent, and you are, if you're not maximizing the little bit of time you
have. All right, last question, guys. Is it important for a relationship to have passion or compatibility? Which is more important?
I think if you're passionate about the person, you will work on ways to cater to things that will make you compatible. So like I'm adventurous, but if I date somebody who kind of a homebody, if we're passionate about each other in a relationship, they might not go as far as I will go, but they'll try to come up with a middle ground and say, I ain't gonna zip line with you, but you do like to rollerblade, so I rollerblade with you. I stay on the ground with you. And see, that'll be a good middle ground.
Do you agree?
I think it's I think the opposite. I think if you're compatible, then the passion is going to come there, because if you're compatible, then you're going to share things that you're passionate about. If you're already compatible, people's idea of what compatibility is crazy sometimes too. Like, to me, compatibility is if your cores are the same. I don't have to. Give you would like to me. Yeah. So your core values. If somebody's getting beat up and I think we supposed to spring into action and you think we supposed to spring into action, our cores are the same. But if I see somebody getting beat up and I think I need to spring into action and you say that ain't none of my goddamn business, our cores aren't the same.
Wow.
Our cores aren't the same. That's
interesting concept, Lab. Greg White said, I was a single parent, working multiple jobs, tried to be there for my four girls, but if you ask them, I wasn't there enough. Now with my son, I work a lot, but he with me. My girls get jealous. Hey, you know what? Your kids don't always look through their own lens, and they can be looking at you like, nigga, you failed. They're proving that to me. No matter how great of a parent you are, your kids can be like, nigga, you missed my one recital when I was seven, and because of that, your ass is horrible. But great point, man. I think I lean toward passion, like first over compatibility. But I think you must be compatible, or you'll never be passionate.
Yeah, makes sense. Hey,
I don't know. Well, hey, y'all, thank y'all for chiming in on this conversation. Great chat today, guys. Thank you, Sweet Baby Keita, for popping in. Comedian Lab Love, One Act Drama. What? Why I can't find your name on my phone now? I didn't change the spelling of it. Drama.
Last year, both our names
wrong in my. It's been spelled wrong in my phone since I met you. And now I can't find it. It took me 30 minutes to find your name. This morning. All right. Drama,
follow me on all social media, 1-8 Drama. I had to post on my personal Facebook page. I'm not adding you on my personal Facebook page. Go to my fan page on Facebook, because I ain't doing it. Y'all be creeped sometimes, and I be posting my kids over there.
Yeah. Thank y'all, Frida. Lab Love, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Comedian Lab Love's right there at the bottom of the screen. Everything's consistent. The website's comedianlablove.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and this new Meta platform that's going to compete with Twitter that's dropping tomorrow. Spiel. I'm going to be on that too.
You on Spiel?
What is that?
No, not Spiel. That's not Meta. So Facebook is coming out with its own version of Twitter. Yeah, and it starts tomorrow. They were talking about a Good Morning America this morning.
Oh, really? I'll be over there too then.
Yes.
So I gotta figure it out. I don't like Twitter. Twitter used to be cool, but I don't. I post over there on accident, but I don't be.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Twitter either. What does
that mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, what are you gonna mean for Facebook? What you think? What's your thoughts?
It's called Threads, is what it's called.
Threads.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you join Spiel? It's
supposed to drop tomorrow.
Did you join Spiel last?
Spiel is another competitor for Twitter.
They worked for Twitter, and they went and started Spiel.
Yeah.
Spiel, S-P-E-A-L, or?
No, S-P-I-L-L.
Like you spill something.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of that. You just educated me today. So I need to sign up for Spiel and Thread.
Well, Thread, you ain't gonna be able to sign up till tomorrow, but you can sign up for Spiel now.
You have to have a code for Thread, like Spiel?
I don't know. Thread hasn't started, so it's not gonna start till tomorrow.
I'm already verified. Do I gotta verify again?
Hey, listen, I don't work for Facebook there, sir. I just heard about it on Good Morning America.
Laugh. You know you my motherfucking tech support. I need you to know this stuff.
This is brand new. It got to come out so I can learn about it. I can help you. I can't help you till it come out.
Did a good joint. Hey, outside my anonymous listeners, appreciate y'all. And is it necessary to disclose past relationships? Not so much. Should couples live together before marriage? I think so. Can a long distance relationship truly work? I say no.
Why?
Long distance never work.
I think it works. I think you just have to treat it. I think with long distance relationship, you have to maximize your time. You have to make sure that every moment counts.
Unless you're independently wealthy, long distance don't work. Unless you can get on a plane whenever you feel like it, long distance don't work.
But I think if you date a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, he or she's time is extremely limited. So it's the same thing as being in a long distance relationship. It's the same thing.
And your time is limited. If you date a comedian that's working, you in a long distance relationship even in the same city, because them niggas be gone.
No, you're not. No,
so
you're
your
not.
Time is limited.
No, you're not.
Yes,
one
you
thing
are.
Driving across town, another thing getting on a freaking flight, that's really different.
No, but if they are gone Thursday to Monday, you are in a long distance relationship.
And then you work Tuesday and Wednesday, and you got kids. Where the time coming from?
Long distance.
I'm just telling y'all my opinion. I love y'all. We got to get that one again later. Hey, great chat today, guys. One drama came through. Force to be reckoned with. Comedian Laugh Lovers in the building. Let's not forget Miss Sweet Baby Keita. My name is Rodney Perry. And that is our show, man. Thank you, guys. Until tomorrow. Tomorrow, who we got? Oh, Nate Jackson on the show tomorrow. Can't wait to chat with him. All right, y'all. That's our show.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA.